On Tuesday last week, 9 people were abducted along the Juba-Terekeka road. Shortly afterward, the abductors demanded 5 million South Sudanese pounds for the release of each individual. Central Equatorial State Information Minister Paulina Lokodu says all 9 were released unharmed around Jebel Ladu Payam on Thursday after their relatives paid ransom. He says a suspect has been arrested and is in police custody in Juba.
The 9 people abducted along Juba-Terekeka Road was released on 29th April, evening hours after the government engaged the concerned authorities, including the security of the state and the people who abducted these innocent civilians along this road. One person also was arrested related to what prompted the abduction of these civilians along this road.
Lukudu says the government used an engagement strategy to make sure the abductees were released unharmed while later tracking down the kidnappers.
They are working on it to ensure that these people are arrested. You know, this information is more of security. And to engage these people also, the way to be handled it is in a smart way. That cannot cross, also create panic among the communities at the same time, cannot allow the suspect to run away from the country.
On Sunday, the South Sudan National Police Service published photographs of 5 people suspected to having connections to several recent abductions along the Juba-Terekeka Road, Juba Ye Road, the Juba Kajokeji Road, and Maridi Roads. Colonel James Dak Carlo, deputy spokesperson of the National Police Service, says the criminals likely include foreign nationals.
This group are organized bandits. They terrified people. Sometimes you get arrested, you have to pay a ransom so that you are released. If not, sometimes it lead to killing and burning cars. According to the intelligence source we received, they gave us about 9 names. And out of 9 names, 2 are Ugandans.
Carlos says anyone with information leading to the whereabouts of Samuel Gatwech, Chan Riek Pet Duar, Gatduel Gatchong Kwang Lual, and Gaiman Kon Kwal Chelini should immediately contact police.
The government has given us an assurance that whoever can give information that lead to arrest of these people, he will be rewarded with 2 million. And also he will be protected. His life will be protected from danger. So we are still now tracking and we have exposed this to the public.
Police published photos of 5 suspects on the official police page as well as in 3 daily South Sudanese newspapers. The number one citizen, the Juba Monitor, and the Dawn newspaper. Carlos says the suspects identified in the photographs are wanted for questioning only at this point and may not be responsible for the attacks.
Some information sometimes are not accurate, but it is actually a mistake of fact, not a mistake of law, because we receive it, but we have no intention. So it's legally, in the legal language, according to the Sudan, Southern Sudan Gazette 206 Law of Evidence, that there is information they say mistake of facts and mistake of law.
Carlos says some people may be wrongly accused due to their strong resemblance to the real criminals or because of inaccurate information given to police officers. He reiterates that everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.